Right, so before we go on to the Gemara, maybe we'll just talk about something that we never really talked about. We didn't get to. And that is, Tosfos in several places asks a question. Ma'aseh the maskana of the Gemara is that we do go by Dina Mominus after a ripe. Like Rabbeinu. Remember about a ripe from Eidim, from Eidim, from Cheshus. So we go by the Rabbeinu in the Foshus, that's the Rama passes. The Gemara in Chulin says that we go Basar Eivin Dini Nefashis. So Taisus asks in Daf Pei, and Taisus also Chulin Daf Yid Aleph, and this is Taisus as well from Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph. Three places Taisus discusses the following question. The Mishnah says that if you have Chayve Shreifa and Chayve Skilosh and it's Arvus Erezeh, so you're Dunu Bekalo. They give him the Misa Kala, which is the Misa Kala, that's Machaikas of Shimon Chachamim. Shimon says that Shreifa is the more Chamad Dekamiso, and Chachamim say that Skilo is the more Chamad Dekamiso. Whichever is the less Chamad Misa, that's what they get. Sofik, we give him the less Chamad Misa. And so who in the Gemara that's true, even if the Roiv are from the Misa Chamur, even if there's only one, let's see, particular Gemara that is going like Shimon. So Reb Shimon holds Shreifa Chamura. So you have Chayve Shreifa. You have Chayve Skilo, one Chayve Skilo, who is in Arab, many Chayve Shreifa. So even though the Chayve Shreifa are the Roiv, we only give him Skilo. Ask Tosfos, why don't we go Basar Roiv? In Dinin of Pashas, we also go Basar Roiv. So we have a Roiv of Chayve Shreifa. We should give everybody Shreifa. Each person from this group now, if you go Basar Roiv, each person we could pass them on him that is Chayev Shreifa. You know, there it's a Ruba, the Issa Kamon. Gemara Chulun is talking, all the Gemara's that we've had are Ruba, the Lesser Kamon, but Ruba, the Issa Kamon, Lachar, Christ does not speak this out, but Lachar, Christ means Ruba, the Issa Kamon is stronger than Ruba, the Lesser Kamon, usually. That seems to be how it works. That's how it's mashed in the Gemara Chulun in many places. Ruba, the Issa Kamon is stronger than Ruba, the Lesser Kamon. Even by Ruba, the Lesser Kamon, we go Basar Roiv. So by Ruba, the Issa Kamon, for sure, we should go Basar Roiv. Shimon and Shari Yosha were there, and Shari Gimel has a discussion about that. Maybe indeed in the Fashas we should only go Basu, but the Lesser Kaman, not go Basu, but the Issa Kaman, because Uba the Lesser Kaman is a Svar Dikarayv, and Uba the Issa Kaman is only Issa Beheta Dikarayv. Right, that's what Shimon's right. But Akapan and Taisus assumes that Rayv is Rayv, so if you go Basu Rayv, then in the Fashas we should go Basu Rayv there also. So Taisus, this Kasha, Taisus brings it that the Rivam asked it to Rabbeinu Tam. And it seems Rabbeinu Tam gave him a lot of Tirutsim because Taisus, if you collect up all the Taisus in, there's quite a few answers that Rabbeinu Tam gave to this question. But one of the answers, Taisin Dapay, says a terrorist. The first terrorist in Taisin Dapay. So this is not so clear what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos Teretz is, you might as well take a look, it's at the bottom of the Pehamid Beis, the last line. Again, we don't go Basarov. L'chayev oisei shu zakai mikol v'chol. Shelo yohorad klal. We don't go Basarov to be mechayev somebody who's zakai mikol v'chol. Shelo yohorad klal. And this question, Shelo yohorad klal, is somewhat difficult. We're not talking about Harry Gere, we're not talking about Ritzit here at all. So my chayv is skila and chayv is shreifish in this arvul. Nobody here was harag. Maybe the other aveiros. Tries lashon shalei harag klal is a little bit strange, but he means he didn't do an aveiro that is shechayv ala shreifa klal. It was the person who was in this arvul over here. The one chayv skila was in this arvul in these many chayv is shreifa. He didn't do an aveiro shechayv ala shreifa klal v'chal. He's zakai from shreifa. So there we don't go bus arrive to be mechai of somebody who's that kai mikol v'chol. But like don't relation shahargu v'adi. You can't compare this to the case in chulin where somebody for sure killed ela delo yadinon itreifa havi ishalom havi. We don't know if the person we killed was a shalom or was he a treifa. So we don't know if he's chai misa. So there we go bus arrive. Here we do go bus arrive. So what's Tosis saying? What's the chiluk that Tosis is making? Luchari had face value. Sounds like Tosis is saying a chiluk. Then in the case of Chayv is skilu in the Sarav, why Chayv is skilu in the Sarav? So there, the fellow who was in the Sarav, we don't know if he's Chayv Sreif at all. He may not have done altogether a Be'er Shechayol HaSreif. So we're not going to use a right thing with Chayv. Now Shein came by the Gemara Chulin, Hashem, welcome, Nekev, Nikev. We know that he killed. We don't know if he killed a treifa or he killed not a treifa, but he certainly killed somebody. I mean, he certainly killed somebody. So there already we go bust the road. So what does this mean? So b'pshutli, it sounds like this can't be pshat, but it sounds like Tosis is saying that this guy's a murderer anyway. You know, we know he's a murderer. We don't know, maybe he's going to get off the hook kind of technicality because the guy he killed was a treifa. So, but the mice is really a murderer. So we want to know, does he get off on a technicality? Oh, for that we can use the right. Now Shenke by Chayve Skil and Chayve Seifish in Nisarvu, the fellow who is Nisarvu over here, and we're not sure about him, we don't know, the fellow that we're being done on, we don't know if he did an Avero Shechayov and Lesreif at all. I think the other Averis, lesser Averis, but we don't know if he altogether did an Avero Shechayov and Lesreif. So a guy, he may not have altogether done an Avero Shechayov and Lesreif. So now we're not going to come down on him with the Roif to say to be Mechayev him for an aveir that he may altogether not have done. L'chor, that's what Tosis is saying. That's very difficult. Because the Gemara in Chulin had two cases of Reuven. So one of the cases was, you know, treifa shahar. It was a guy killed somebody. We don't know if he's a treifa or not. Okay, so they're talking, you know, he's a murderer. Yeah, maybe there's a technicality over here. But what was the other case in Chulin? Mak Oviv. We don't know. Is it Dilalav Oviv? And the tzadik is not Oviv, so he didn't do an Aveira of Mak Oviv at all. So he's managed to kind of call the chol. He didn't do an Aveira at all. I mean, he was maybe even like and Pen Yosef, he gave somebody a slap, but he wasn't over on but he wasn't and the Aver that we're talking about, so maybe Zakai Mikolachol, and yet the Gemara of Odir says that we go bust the road. So what did Tosis get? I think you're right. So I think this pshat is not tenable. So what is the pshat in places? So I thought the chatchila maybe to say the following. You know, we've been talking about the Shmeitzer. I talked yesterday about the Shmeitzer. The Shmeitzer says that really by nefoshes he doesn't think he go b'sur. He says even by moment and hilchum and moment acharoyv, achas kama v'cham by nefoshes don't go b'suroyv. He says roiv, you have to have edim up. Yishnayim edim yokum dover. You need a raya brewer. Losh in the Rambam many places that for nefoshes you need a raya brewer. Momentus and nefoshes you need a raya brewer. So roiv is not a raya brewer. So I, the Gemara says we go bust the roiv. So the Shmeitzer says that means we go bust the roiv to establish the Issa. Once the Issa has been established, So then Sokol al Chazakus. Once we establish with the Roy that this issue is an Eishes Ish, once we establish with the Roy that this person is a Bar Kayoma whom there's a Chivat Sicha for this Isirat Sicha on, once we establish with the Roy that this is Ovid whom he's not allowed to give a patch, so now we've established it. Once we've established it, once the Isir has been Huchsak, so now already we don't revisit that when the Chiv Misa happens. It's already Huchsak the Isir. And now already is Chayav Misa for being Makkah, this father, and so on and so forth. And the Shmaitz is medamidus to, so we talked about yesterday, the Shmaitz is medamid to the Rambam about Ha'isr Be'erechad Yuchsuk. And once an Erechad is made in a piece of fat that it's Chaylev, so now if somebody comes and eat it, we don't revisit the question, is it Chaylev or not? We already established that it's Chaylev. And now he's Chayav Malkus. Even though Malkus normally need to eat him, not one eight. I do have to eat him. I have to eat him. They ate the Chaylev. I don't know that it's Chaylev. I already established that it's Chaylev. Even though I established it, I'll be Erechad. So al derech zekan, since I established the Israel pi roiv, and roiv is certainly enough of a beer for Yisurim, so I established the Israel pi roiv. Once it's been established that it's osur, so I don't look back, and now I go forward and I assume that it's osur and it's a chiyumis. That's the shmaisa. The emes is, and therefore it says the shmaisa that that's all these gemaras that say we go by roiv by dinu nefashos, they're all cases where the roiv is not speaking directly to the shayla of dinu nefashos. The Rav is establishing the Isra in the first place. And then afterwards is a Chiyav Misa. So that's enough for Dinin of Fashas going to Rabbeinu. Now I talk yesterday at length, what's the Mekudah which Rav Huna Beit B'Shua is Chaylik, Rav Huna Beit B'Shua holds V'Yitzilu Eidah, we do revisit the old questions. That's the Din of Hatzolah, that we revisit the old questions, and we open them up, and again you need a Rav, and a Rav can't be Mechayav in the Fashas. That was yesterday's Shia. But what I want to just focus on now is the Shmaitz himself. The Shmaitz himself says that Lo'ilu, we don't go to Rav, but Dinin of Fashas. And all the Gemaras that say that we go Basra'i by Dinu Nefashos, they mean we go Basra'i to establish the Isser, and now once the Isser is established, now now it's Huchsak. And there is a Chiyav Misa. And Meiri says, as I mentioned, the Meiri says the Perish that way. And our Gemara, the Meiri says that we go Basra'i, Shiesh Imo Chazoka. And he quotes the Gemara in Kiddush and says, Soiklin Allah Chazokas. The Meiri seems to be Marish the Shmaitz. Now, the Emes is, L'chor, you could say, maybe along the lines of the Chiluk of the Shmaitz, but perhaps with less apparatus. Maybe it's possible to mechalek even without the din of yuchsuk. And just to say that roiv can't be machria on the roiv can't tell me that there was a maisa avera that's mechayev misa because you need al pishnayim made him yochum dolim. But I could use roiv to tell me, to determine the circumstances around the Chiyav Misa. In other words, I can use a roiv perhaps to be mechayev, to establish this is his father. That's not called a roiv that's mechayev nefashos. The roiv is just establishing first that this is his father. It's very similar to what the Shmaitzer say. But the Shmaitzer does it with the word of Yuchsak, with the concept we have in Yisurim Shah Israel Pierechad Yuchsak. That Yisurim, we use the roiv to establish an Isser. Once we use the roiv to establish an Isser, so now we're ready to chayev for that Isser. But maybe we can say the same Shmaitzer without adding that, without having to inject that line about Issa. And thus say, if the Rav already determined that this is his father, so it's his father. And now he's Chayav Misa for slapping his father. Or being from Makkah. The Rav established that this person is a Bar Kayoma. Never mind the Gavri Surah. Just establish that fact. So now he's Chayav Misa for killing a Bar Kayoma. Without having to invoke the concept of Yusuf. The truth is, the Shmaitz himself is Meramis to this. The Shmaitz in the next parak, the Shmaitz that I gave you to read was Parak Ches. The Parak Tes, the Shmaitz says, that he himself says, that maybe this concept of Yuchsuk when he had a Parak Ches, that's only by Yisur. But the Shmaitz says, maybe even by Mamanus, even though the Halach is in Hilchim by Mamanach HaRoiv, maybe that's only where the Roiv is saying directly on the Chi of Maman. But if the Rav is not directly on the Chiyav Maman, the Rav was before the Chiyav Maman ever happened to establish the circumstances that set up the Chiyav Maman. Now there's no Yuchsuk, we're not talking about Yisurim. There's no Yisrael Pierechad Yuchsuk. But since the Rav was Kodam, and the Rav just set up the scenario, so maybe that's not called an Hilchim Maman Acharoi, maybe there I could use a Rav. He says maybe this is a child. He quotes, he has a Tosis in Yuma. The Tosis says, that if you have a Shor Shel Yisrael was Nogach, a Shor of an Akum, not a Shor of an Akum, a Shor of a person who we only know Piroi, but he's a Yisrael. So he was in a sufi in the Mokum Shiva Yisrael. So Taisa says that he's chayiv nezik, he would be for a shosh al Yisrael. So I asked the Shmaisa, what do you mean? And hokum mamun achar roiv? It's a shver Taisa. We don't use the roiv by dinim mamun. Says the Shmaisa, no, maybe there is better. The roiv is not, if the roiv would be on the negicha itself, so in hokum mamun achar roiv. The roiv is not on the negicha. The roiv is on the setup. I want to know what kind of shor this is. This is a shor shel Akum, shor shel Yisrael. The Rav tells me it's a shor shel Yisrael. That's before you ever get to the Chiyum Mammon. Now comes along the Chiyum Mammon, and the Chiyum Mammon you could use a Rav. And the Chiyum Mammon is not with the Rav, the Chiyum Mammon is with Eden. The Shmaitz himself speaks out, but this is already a bigger chiddush than what he said in Paraches. In Paraches, he only said it by Yisurim, which is the concept of Yisrael, Yerechel Yuchsuk. I established the Isur, now there's a Chiyum Isur for violating the Isur. In Mammonis, we're not talking about Yisurim. So here at the end of the day, it's we've been waiting moment up here, Rav. He says maybe he could say it even here, even without Yuchsuk. The Rav could be mevar the circumstances that are prior to the Chiyuv, but the Rav can't be mevar the Chiyuv itself. That's the Shmaitz. So it's a step further from the Shmaitz and Paraches. So I thought maybe that could be actually shot in this place. I thought it would read very well in places. So he's saying like this: Vatirates. We could use a roiv to take somebody who we don't know if he's a ritzeach at all, and I want him. Well, here we're not really talking about a ritzeach, but talking about a chayve sreifa. And I know he's a bal ima or something. So we want to use a roiv to. I mean, we don't know what this guy is, but he might be chayve sreifa, and he might be altogether not chayve sreifa. I want to use a roiv to be machriya that this fellow did an aver shechayov v'nola sreifa. Right, can't do that. That's a roiv that's directly talking about dini nefashos. That you don't go basura. That you need a raya bruya. You have edim. Up yishlayim edim. Yochim dover. And then veleidomi loisim shehargu vaday. Mashenkin in the case in chulin, the guy for sure did a ma'aser ritzicha. The only shaila is in the person in the nirtzach. Was he a bachriyom? Was he a treifa? So then the roiv is not saying anything about the ma'aser. This is what you were saying before. The roiv is not saying anything about the. The Rav is not speaking on the Maisa. The Rav is speaking on the around the Maisa, on the circumstances of the Maisa. I thought they said it on the Maisa. Not a Rav on the Maisa. That's how he said.
I didn't mean to use this Svar.
What?
I didn't mean to use this Svar. I just meant to say the latest Asafik made things worse. I didn't mean that there was conceptually like a step prior to the Maisa, which is where the Maisa has like.
Oh, you said with the latest Asafik. Okay, but it's not so far away. He's saying the Rav is moving about. Even if it's not prior, even if it will be the same time, but it's not on the Meister Ritzich itself, it's on something that's what outside the Meister Ritzich.
That's just the type of the Sufik is worse. Like the latest Sufik.
In the Meister Ritzich itself, and the Sufik in the.
But you don't know whether the guy was. Whether the Meister creates Hume or doesn't create Hume, it's worse than a Sufik of, well, if it was a Meister, then Bada creates Hume, we don't know if it was Meister at all. Like Mashal,
okay, I mean we could go like that also. But anyway, I'll say it like this. I hear it's but it's not so far away. Akapodim, I thought that maybe that's what he's saying, that Duloyadinani Trefa Havi Shalom Havi. Here the Rav is not talking on the Maiser and Sikha. The Rav is talking on the Nisach. What is he? So that a Rav could say. That's not a Rav that's saying that it was a Maiser and Sikha. The Rav is just saying in the Shmaitz's language. The Rav was I think the Shmaitz's language, the Rav was there first. The Rav already spoke, this guy's a Bar Kayom. That's not called a Rav and the Foshes. The Rav is just saying he's a Bar Kayom. Now if somebody kills him, so that's not called you killing up your Rav. I thought that we in the Lashon HaTosfos, I thought it was very gishmak. The Maisa, I'm not sure that this is the right Shah and Tosfos, because there is another Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Ayin has a teretz, which also one of Rabbeinu Tam's Tirutzim. Tosfos has a different teretz entirely, and he uses some of the same language as this teretz. I have a Gemara Zvachim. Anybody have a Gemara Zvachim? Ein Aleph am Rav. Betiritz. Again, Rabbeinu Tam talking. D'lo yazlina bosa ruba. No, this is different there. Inami. You ready? Second parash over there. Inami. Lo yazlina bosa ruba l'chai v'yisoy shehu vadai b'skilo. Again. We can't use Rav to give Sreifa to one person in the mix who's for sure Beskila. There's one person there who's not Chayav Sreifa. We know that for sure. That one of these 100 inmates is not Chayav Sreifa, he's only Chayav Skila. And if we're going to use Rav, we're going to wind up giving Sreifa to the Chayav Skila. And that we can't do. He says, this answers another question. There's more in later on, in Perek HaNesrofim, that Odom Ritzayach Shlenigmar Dino, Shlenisarevim Achem, Shlenigmar Dino, you have a bunch of Ritzchim, but one of them never had a Gemar Din, so we don't know for sure that he's really a Ritzayach. And he was Nesarev with the other Ritzchim who were Nigmar Dino. So Kulam Turim. Why are they Potter? Dimishim Rubo Le... Why don't we go by Sarai? Dimishim Rubo Le Neve Dova Shehu Sheker Vadei. The Vadei Yesh Echot She'eni by Mr. Klau, Lefi Shlenigmar Dino. There's one innocent person in there, or at least he didn't have a Gemar Din, so he's presumed innocent until proven guilty. So you're going to use Roy, it's very nice lumdus, every person who comes, you're going to use the Roy to be Mechayev him. But at the end of the day, we know for sure, if you're going to use the Roy by every individual, you're going to wind up killing one innocent man. So that we're not allowed to do. We can't use the Roy to give everybody Misa when we know that the upshot is going to be that one person is not Chayev Misa, is going to be killed. The same thing with the Chayev Sreifa. There's one person there who's not Chayev Sreifa, for sure. You're going to use Roiv, you're going to be Chayev everybody Sreifa, you're going to wind up giving Sreifa to somebody who's for sure not Chayev Sreifa. We're going to use the Roiv to do a Sheker Vadai. That we don't have a right to do. And then he finishes off, and now his what do you call this? The ice sphere, Denumah, okay, that's like too fancy. Ice cream is better than Denumah. If I raise a foreign language, might as well say ice cream. But just look back in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, you see it's the same words. No, I'm sorry, that's what I read before. Now. Not the same as the fellow Shaharag Vadai Ela Deloyadina Nitrefa Havi Shalom Havi. Now, the language of this conclusion is very. It's the same words that he used over here in. That's my point. It's the same words that he used in Sanhedrin. That makes me in the tail end of the terrace in Sanhedrin. If you're watching inside, it's almost the same language. That makes me think that maybe Tosfos over here in Sanhedrin, it's really that terrace in Zvachim, even though it's very sosim here in Sanhedrin. Language, but maybe that's what he means over here as well. Even though I have to say that this, the words themselves, this last piece of Eloidomi, it's awkward. What Tosfos needs, if we're talking about the Tosfos in Zvachim, what Tosfos needs to say is you can't compare this to the case of the fellow who killed somebody. I don't know if he's a traitor or not a traitor, because over there, we're not for sure going to kill an innocent person. If the Rav tells me that he was not a traitor, then we've killed a guilty person. So that's the loydami. The loydami is that the Rav is telling me that he's guilty. A Rav can tell me somebody's guilty. There's no sheker vadai. We're not for sure going to kill an innocent person. On the contrary, the Rav is that we're not going to kill an innocent person. So the chayyur, what Tosfos ought to have finished off with is the loydami to it's not like the case of in the Gemara in Chulin, because over there the Rav tells me that he was the Rav is not a sheker. We're not for sure going to do a sheker. The Rav says that he was not a treifa, and he's guilty. He's guilty of sin, so we killed him. So what's the problem? The language of Tosfos is not the way. The language of Tosfos is that it was horak vada. He for sure murdered him. We just don't know if he was a treifa or he was not a treifa. Kilu, he's for sure a murderer. We just don't know if he's a treifa. He murdered a treifa. He murdered not a treifa. That's not what Tosfos should be saying. What Tosfos ought to be saying is, if he killed a treifa, maybe he's not a murderer. But the rave is that he didn't kill a treifa. The rave is that he killed the bar kayoma. The point that I'm making is I have trouble with Tosfos' language in Zvachim. I don't understand. The language seems to me to be awkward. But nonetheless, I know what Taisha Mizbachim is saying. I don't like his language, but what he's saying is pretty clear. That in the case of the Chayv Yisrefesh and Nisarvu, the Chayv Misesh and Nisarvu, there's a Sheker Vaday. We're going to use the Roy, we're going to wind up doing a Sheker Vaday. Because we know for sure there's an innocent victim in there. There's one guy there, it's not Chayv. You're going to use the Roy, you're going to wind up killing an innocent man. That we don't have a right to do. But Shane came by all the other cases, the Roy tells me that he's guilty. Finished, end of story. There's no innocent man. The Roy is that he's not innocent. And there is no innocent man. So I don't, he uses awkward language. I'm not happy with his language. But that's the language that he uses. And it's the same language that he used over here in Taisus and Tapay. So Hadvarim near him, that Taisus and Tapay, maybe Taisus over here, that he really means what he's saying over, maybe that's what he meant here also. We're taking it from the top. But Tirates, the Loyaz, I'm reading out Taisus in Sanhedrin. But Tirates, the Loyaz, Linan Basaruba, Lechai Vaisishu Zakai Mikolachal, Shoyahara Cloud. We can't go Basaroiv because we're going to wind up killing somebody who's totally innocent. It's a sheker vaday. One by one, we kill people. Each one, we say guilty, 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 and that one maybe is guilty. But by the time we say 100 times guilty, there was one man in there who was innocent, and we're going to do a sheker vaday. So that we can't do. And then he said, "Well, don't make loisin sharp." Mamas the same lesson that he uses in Taisus and Zvachim.
So according to Taisus and Zvachim, if one person's higher up dies, would we be able to kill all the rest of them because they don't have a sheker vaday?
Yeah, maybe. That's going to be pretty radical, but the chayra. Right, it's like the cases you have in Haroivis. You have these kind of questions. You have one piece of meat that's treif, and we had a mixed in with a lot of meat pieces that are kosher. So machlekes shalim, some mishnah holds you get all the meat. Some mishnah say no, you have to throw out. You're not allowed to eat all the meat because only b'zeh chazap v'asachas. And some say you have to throw a piece away, so then you can be told that was the piece. We'll say some other such dharma over here.
He was perished from the rug.
What? Yeah, what
if he would die? Was perished from the rug.
Yeah, this is Kabul.
I thought Tosin Zvachim was saying differently. I thought that the inami was not that it's bave sheker because somebody here is not chayav skila. I thought he was saying inami loaz in the basaruba the chayav so shu bave chayav skila. Meaning that every single person here is either chayav skila or sreifa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, sreifa is more chayav than skila.
Right.
And we know that most of the barachom is most of the rakal. So everyone's also chayav skila here. So there's no subject to be mabar. Every single person in this Taroves is also someone who's chayav skila. So therefore, rov doesn't apply, because rov applies in cases of stakes. There's no suffix here. Everyone's vadeh chayav skila. And then the hemshech does is just, so now you're going to have a kasha, and he's hakum, you don't
know. No, but he compares it to a case where there's one guy who didn't have a gemadin at all.
No. I think the next stage in Tosis is just, but according to what I'm saying right now, we should have gotten basarov here. Because the only reasons that we don't go basarov for these two reasons, which aren't applicable in that case. And then he answers no, but there's a difference.
Which is my high time, it sounds like the same time.
I mean, my high time is that we really do go Basaro, but we just don't go Basaro for these reasons. So then what are you going to do about this case? We should go Basaro. You can tell us to get two answers. We don't go Basaro.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that's like a different, it's a different terrace. The case of the guy who was totally innocent, so it was like Nigma Dino, is a whole different thing. Sounds like only high time thing. With this teretz, we can answer that question too.
You mean with these two teretz, you're going to have a question. You're going to say, so why don't we go bus over here?
Okay, so it's not really high time. It's just really tikshilon, a new thing, really tikshilon. But my high time, it sounds like this teretz, I just said, that's a teretz for the Gemara in about the like Nigma Dino also.
So if we go
Basar
within
the fascia,
so then
right.
This guy, even though
Ilhan Amin, but high time, that's the kasha, not the terrace. High time, it sounds like. With now it's good, the Gemara in about Nigma Dina.
That's because
Navi and
Tosis maybe didn't go Basar within the fascia, so then he answered, we do go Basar.
No, but then there was no problem in the first place by the Lay Nigma Dina. But Lay Nigma Dina, we're not Machayim anybody. So if we don't go Basar, that's great. But Tosis tells we do go Basar.
So now it's kasha. If we do, so then how can we not go Basar here?
In the case of Lady Medina.
Right.
So the loss of my high time is no good. What's my high time? Well, my high time was it's Nicho, the case of Lady Medina. It's not my high time and Nicho. My high time maybe it's kosher.
No, my high time is low tikshon, you're gonna have a kasha.
No, that's not what it means. The wisdom of high time elitichelin means that now he said, now he can answer. That's just the words mean. My high time elitichelin means that now it's not shver, the Gemara about the Lenigma Dina. Now it's not shver. With what I just said, with my high time, with this time that I just said, now it's not, now we can resolve the Gemara about Lenigma Dina.
But he comes onto a whole new answer anyways. He says, that's a shagar vada.
Yes, I think that's what he meant before also. That there's one person there who's vare chayef skila, meaning there's one person there who's not chayef shreifa vare. Who's vare not chayef shreifa. I think that's how the words have to read. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I think the words are like this. So anyway, so those are the possibilities here. So probably the emes is probably that the tais in that pay is probably in line with it. Since I see the end of tais, it's mamish the same words. I don't like those words, but those are the words that he uses. I see it's the same words, so that makes me think that Tosis meant not the Svara that I said before with the Shmaitza, but the other Tosis. Now, by the way, it's worth pointing out, from the fact that Tosis didn't answer with the Shmaitza, is a raya that Tosis Taka holds not like the Shmaitza, not like the Shmaitza's holy side. In fact, the Shmaitza over there in Perek Tes says, with my side, you can answer Tosis Kasha. With my side, that is a Yuchzik HaPi Erechon, so Tosis Kasha falls away. The end is by the Fosh, you don't go Basaroy. Only when you're machzik, only when the issue was huchzak mikled. But in the case of chayv misah and isharu, there's no yuchzak. So that's a pasha to roiv to mechayv somebody misah. Roiv is not strong enough to mechayv misah. The Shmaitza says it as a teres for Tosis Kasha. So it's only chami. It's taka teres for Tosis Kasha. From the fact that Tosis, given many opportunities, Tosis never said the Shmaitza's teres. So l'chari you see that Tosis tell not like the Shmaitza. That's important. The Tosis holds that we go Basar Raiv and Dina Nefashis without Yusuf. Without Yusuf and without the Chazaka being there prior, without any, Raiv directly is able to Paskin and Dina Nefashis. It's not like the Shmaitz. Not like the Meiri. The Meiri says only Raiv Sheishim and Chazaka. Shim Seiklin and Chazakas. That's important. Rav Shimon is also Chaylik on the Shmaitz. Rav Shimon is Barich Chaylik on the Shmaitz. He says, no such thing as Yusuf. Rav Shimon says, we didn't talk so much about Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says he thinks, the Shmaisa put everything together. There's a Esu Yuchzak Alpi Erechod, and there's the Gemara in the Kedushin about Seichlin Al Chazokas, and we have, and then there's Agamar, then Adina Fashas Vigo Basaroiv, and the Shmaisa put this all together into one blender. Seichlin Al Chazokas means once it's Huchzak, we don't revisit the old questions, and that's the idea of a Esu Yuchzak Alpi Erechod, that once it's Huchzak, we don't revisit the old Shaila, once it's Huchzak, we don't revisit it. And Agamar that we go between the Nefashis Basarayiv is only when we have that when we were able to be Machzik Lisim Mikaydim, we already passed that she's an Eshashish. So now we're circling on that Chazaka. If Shimon denies the whole thing, if Shimon says he's equating, the Shmaitz is equating apples and oranges, he says there's one din of Esu Yuchzik HaPi Erechot, it's a special din only by Erechot. Erechot is 100% Neman, because Erechot is an Eglos, it's Neman. It's just it's only Miskabel by Yisur, it's not Miskabel by Dovah Shabarabah. But once the Eidus is in Miskabel, so it's 100%, it's 100% Nemonis, and it's a Nemonis for everything. That's a special din you have by Erechot, it doesn't apply to Reuv, it doesn't apply anywhere else. And the concept of Seichlin al Chazokas, he says, in Gemara Kiddushin, he says, that's an altogether different concept. That's a concept that there's a kind of like a umdana, that if a mother and daughter are mother and son are living together as a family, and nobody ever questions, it's mother and son, so we assume that that's true because nobody would put on such a play act. You know, they're not going to live together as mother and son as a play act to pull the wool over everybody's eyes in order that one day she should be able to be, I don't know what. You know, if people are living together as a family, so there's a umdana that they're a family. And that's nothing to do with, not because of some kind of yuchsak or, you know, that we don't revisit the old questions. It's a birur. It's like a rubid alessa kamon. I think he calls it a nemonis, actually. The Shmaitzer calls it, the Rav Shimon calls it a nemonis. It's a nemonis. People have a nemonis that they're not making believe to be a family if they're not a family. And that's a whole different concept. And then the Gemara about Roiv is a Pasha of the Gemara that Roiv Tak is Neman by Dina Nefashis, like Tosis learned. Roiv is Machriya by Dina Nefashis. And that's it. Okay, so that's all different. Tosis, that's Rav Shimon, that's Tosis sheet as well. We have Sanushit here in Tosis and Rav Shimon. That when the Gemara says we go Bas Roiv and Dina Nefashis, it means we go Bas Roiv and Dina Nefashis. Not like the Shmaitz. Okay. There's one other Tosis, just to mention briefly, Tosis in Chul and Daf Yudal also talks about this question by Chayim Misa Shinas Arvel. Tosis there says something that Mamash, I don't understand at all what Tosis means. A different Torah. also b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Shol Rivam is Rabbeinu Tam. That's the same Rabbeinu Tam gave a whole bunch of answers. Probably gave four answers. Because Taisus and Zvachim quotes three answers. Taisus and Zvachim has three answers. One answer is... Taisus and Zvachim had three answers. First answer he gives is the answer we're going to take a look at. Oh, I'm sorry, there's three answers. The Rebbeinu Tam gave three answers. And the answer is just the first answer in Zvachim too. Rebbeinu Tam gave in Zvachim. Rebbeinu Tam gives three answers. The second answer is what we just talked about. That one of them is Zakai Vaday. We're not going to use the roiv to do something which is Sheker Vaday. Then he has another answer which we didn't talk about at all, that it's not really right, it's Kavua and Kol Kavua Kemetzah Metzadami. Okay, that's not our topic. And then he has a first answer over here, which is the answer that he gives in Chulin also. Which one is different terminology. But the answer is the Le'athlina Bosarubo Lehachmir Kevin Shenerag Belafochi Bemisachers. We don't use the roiv lahachmir since he's going to get killed anyway. So we don't use the roiv to give him a misa chamur. That place in Chulin says it. Down from the bays. The kevin d'mimana shechu nerad. He's going to get killed anyway. These niskolim and nistrofim people. So le'inyin b'ez em misu nerad lo'yazlina b'osirubu. So now just to determine which misu should get, for that we don't go b'osirubu. Yes, everybody is. What kind of sefer is that? Guys, if you have a sefer, if a guy's high mis at all, you know, maybe duma lav ovivu, so that we go b'saroyv and we give him misa. If you have a guy, he's for sure going to get misa. We just don't know if it's going to get skilus reifa, so that already lo yazlina b'saroyv. And sefer should be the other way around. You know, to be chayiv some to kill somebody, maybe that needs a very big beer. Al pishtai made him yokum dover. But just to decide between skilus and reifa, maybe why can't you maybe make that for that? I mean, what's less? To be mechayiv that a guy's chayiv, I don't know if a guy's chayiv misu or not chayiv misu at all. So that we do use a roif. We say it is oviv. It's not memakim dekiv nikiv. That we could use a roif. But if the guy's going to be chayiv misu mimonoshoch, now the only shaila is, but is it going to be skila? Is it going to be streifo? So lo yazlina, but that already we don't go bus a roif. Toshin Zochman says, we don't say bus a roif lahachmir olof. Lahachmir. To be machmir olof, that we don't use a roif. But to determine that it's chayiv misu in the first place, that we do use a roif. Also, what does that mean? And what if the suffix is that one of the guys who was in Sarah was not chayiv misa at all? So then we would use a roif. It can't be. It's, first of all, it's against the Perishing Gemara. Taisus and Zvachim has a Perishing Gemara not that way. One guy was Lein Nigmar Dinoi. So then everybody's off the hook. Why? There, let's use a roif. There, it's not Lahach Merolov. There, it's to determine that he's chayiv misa. And also, I mean, it's a muchach. Yeah. It's also muchach. Mim chayim is muchach. If the guy being totally innocent, we could use a roif. So now, if you have chayiv steel and streifa shenisarvul, so he said, oh, now already we don't give him streifa because since he's chayiv misa anyway, we're not going to use a roif to give him streifa. So dal miyocha the fact that he's chayiv steel and let's give him streifa as if he was innocent.
Maybe
that
he's just saying it's all in
the
biyartar
of mikirbecha. So I was toying with this, that you know the Rabban says that all chayiv misas are really just to biyartar of mikirbecha. And then there's a mitzvah to do different ways. So why does that matter though? At the end of the day, a misa chamura is still a misa chamura.
But at this point, since we're not 100% sure it's relevant, because really there's no rule, there's no not. Everyone's chayv misa.
But it's still there is still a din to give him seif and atzilah.
There's an extra mitzvah.
Why is it different than other dinim? You know, other dinim we go b'asar right.
There's an extra mitzvah, but really it's all the same. They're all chayv misa.
Well, it's hard to say. It's just a mitzvah. It might have the hasra has to be for skila, not for seif. So there is a certain extra chi of skila that's on top of the chi of seif that he has to be matir himself to. But that's just a mitzvah.
Is that how the Ramban holds?
That's a mishnah. You can't be chayv.
I thought it was a machlokas.
The machlokas, if you were matir specifically, but there is certainly a din. Yeah, that's the din of musul davarcham rabbi musul davarcham. But that din of by that case of chayv misa shenizar was more shema mino musul davarcham rabbi musul davarcham. They gave him kasra for skila. Now he's getting straight from. See musul davarcham rabbi musul davarcham. See, there's a concept of musul davarcham rabbi musul davarcham.
Then the Gemara links it up to the machlokas in the Tanaim, whether or not the hasra is really just to make sure that the person knows, or whether or not it's actually that you need the hasra for the actual misa.
Right, but Akapana, I see a musug that if it would just be dinim based in for the kilo look out, but the person himself makes no difference. Just based in as a misa, how to kill him. So that would go into the hasra, according to no opinion, it should go into the hasra. That's based in his business. Do we want to use this instrument or that instrument? You see, it's not the way. It's part of the chiyuv. It could go into the hasra. Whether a loch it has to or not, but it's you could talk about it in terms of the hasra.
So maybe the Ramban ones like review the misira, where it's just actually that you just need to make sure that the person knows that he's doing a chiyuv misa. It doesn't matter necessarily what the chiyuv misa.
No, but even if we don't pass him that way, but you see that the whole fact that there's a mando omar that holds that it goes into the hasra, so you see that it's not just a din and basin. If it was just be a din and basin, kilo gami, the person himself, is a matter of indifference. What is a matter of din? He's pulled this way, that way. That is that. It's a din and basin, how they should do it. I don't think it would be true anyway, because he's a misa chamura. It's more chamur in the person. But you see from the fact that there's at least an opinion of the Gemara that it goes into the hasra. About it's a din in the person. It's a higher level of chiv in the person. So in fact, bedrock is one mitzvah, because the ultimate goal is we are to mikvah. But nonetheless, it's still different levels of chiv. So why can't we use roiv to tell me that he has a higher level of chiv and not a lower level of chiv? I saw some. I don't have a shot for this person. I think the direction has to be, but I don't know how to say it. I think the direction has to be that roiv was not set for such a thing. That roiv was given to determine, chiyuvim. Is he chayiv? Is he not chayiv? But roiv was not given to determine if a person has got chayiv skill or something. But I don't have a nusach in which to say that in a way that makes sense. Yeah, maybe something along the lines. But I don't. Nice, it's a high level chiyuv. So why can't roiv determine that he's chayiv and he's chayiv the more chomer that can chiyuv? I was thinking maybe in a direction, but again, I don't have a way to. I didn't see it clear. Certainly not in Lashon HaTosfos. That maybe roiv is said in like facts. The facts of the chiyuv, treifa and not treifa. So there, roiv can say it was a bakayoma. It's a different kind of roiv. The roiv is saying he's a chayiv treifa and he's not a chayiv skilo. Maybe roiv wasn't said for such things. Roiv was said to determine the facts on the ground, the facts that make him chayiv. But that the roiv should say he's a person who's chayiv. So, again, I don't know if that's the Lashon HaTosfos. Lashon HaTosfos, since he's chayiv anyway, so we don't say roiv l'hachmir. I don't know if this is. Yeah, Josh.
Maybe it's any time along the lines of what Rebbe's saying, but any time it's after Gemara Din, then you wouldn't say roiv.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it comes to the same thing. Maybe roiv was said to determine the facts that make him chayiv. There's a suffix in the case. We don't know if he's chayiv or not. There's a suffix in the case. We don't know if it's usur or not. If it's something that so the roiv can determine this is the facts. This is what happened. It's different. Here, the roiv is not talking to what happened. There's no roiv about what happened. There's no roiv that he was bal imay. The roiv is that he's chayiv sreifa. There's just no such roiv in the world. The roiv that he's chayiv sreifa. He had a roiv that he was bal imay. He was bal. That would be a roiv. He had a shayla. He was bal imay. We don't know if his mother. So we'll say, well, there's a roiv. Roiv laid his acharayim from some roiv over here. So it was obviously observed. But I'm just saying, So that would be a roiv that's telling me the facts. But here, the roiv's not telling me the facts. The roiv is telling me that he's a chayis roiv. So, slow yisyoyev. The roiv wasn't given over for such a thing. But I don't know that it fits into the Lashon HaTosfos. The Lashon is, since he's chayim, misa mimonoshoch, so now, we don't say roiv l'achmer olav. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Since he's chayim anyway, meaning I'm not using the roiv to determine if he's chayim. The roiv was made to determine if somebody's chayim. To determine if this thing is osir, to determine the facts. Did he kill, did he kill, did he not kill? Is this chaylev, is it shuman? For that you have roiv. Is this a tridei or is it a sheretz? For that you have roiv. But here the roiv is not talking to that. Whatever he is, that's already, whatever he is. The roiv is he a person who carries on him a chiyuv shreif or carries on him a chiyuv skila? As far as possible, but in the Lashon HaTosfos is very hard for me to hear.
I think, according to the fact that it's more machmir seems to be a consequential thing. So maybe Taisa thinks that in the sugya there's some semblance of Atsilas Aida that's still limiting the amount that Rav can impact on his day.
Again, say again.
You see in Taisa that the fact that the chiyuv is more chamor is consequential.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's because that even the end of the maskan sugya, there's still some semblance of Atsilas Aida that's impacting the limitations of Rav. That you might be able to use Rav.
I don't use Vitzila Eda to determine that he's chayev at all, but I use Vitzila Eda that he shouldn't get a Misa Chamor.
So maybe it can tell me that he's chayev, but you can't use it you can't use it to machmir on him even after he's chayev. You can't use it too much.
Yeah, I hear in the lashon, but I hear it in the lashon, but that's far, it's far, it's hard to hear. Later, I don't know. I think it still needs to be there's still work here to be done. Sarach Talmud. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on to the Gemara. Just a few more minutes. Yeah, Tana Rabbanu. We're on the top of a Samach Testament base. Tana Rabbanu. Tana Rabbanu. I'm a Shalalas from Milk Cotton, the Herabo. Mishani Yomim Psulim and Akunu, Postum and Akunu rather, Mishulim Akshirim. Omer of Chib, Raid Rabba Barachmani, Nachmani Omer of Chisto, Amilo Omer of Chisto, Omer Zeib. Hakal Moidim Ben Teisha Shon Vim Echod, Shabi Yosu Bio. That's for sure. Yosu Bio. Pachas Miben Shmaino, Shem Biosu Bio. Lainechel Gala Ben Shmaino. Shami Sabi Gamini Midoris Rishonim, but we still Sabi Gamini Midoris Rishonim. So what's the Zeran? What's the Nukudia? What's the Nukudia? What are they arguing about? Do we learn that from Darius Rishonim? We do not learn that from Darius Rishonim. Says Bisham is having Gamina Midoris Rishinim. Gim Timer. Hechin Gamina Minayo. Happy Shamir Luna from Doris Rishinim. The also may lead them how you bene Shmoino. The Achshav Ain may lead them at you bene Gimel. How can you learn from Doris Rishinim? No, he means like this. That's for sure. They're out of this. That's for sure that nowadays people are not moiled less than they do. Well, that's a Gemara daf on the previous Omer. We had Rabba, we had that Kotanayna moiled. More than that from a Pasuk Ish, a Kotanayna moiled. So we're in the Gemara that Pasuk Pachas mi Ben Yud Gimel, because the person can't, a Kotan can't be moiled. Nowadays, Pachas Ben Yud Gimel, a Kotan can't be moiled. Doris Rishonim were moiled when they were Bnei Ches. So you see, Doris Rishonim are different. I mean, that's the fact. Doris Rishonim are different. That's a fact. So what does it mean, Gamidim and Doris Rishonim? You can't get away from the fact that Doris Rishonim were different. The Moshul Eslach Puke. There's a Ramah. The Ramah learns the Pshat in Beis Shammai. Gamidim and Doris Rishonim means that Beis Shammai hold we're choishish that he's talking from Doris Rishonim. The chosh is that this guy is like Doris Rishonim, that he's moiled when he's a ben ches. And the Ramah adds that it's only the poslim and akuna. No, it's the gabi chiyuv emisa b'shami also be mechafesi some Doris Rishonim. You see that Doris Rishonim, we don't see too many Doris Rishonim people nowadays. But nonetheless, the gabi yisakuna we're machmir. Maybe this ben shmoina, who knows? Maybe he's a throwback to Doris Rishonim. And Beis Hillel say no, we don't. We're not chosh for that. Because Doris Rishonim were different. He says either they were more Briyim or they had more Siyata Deshmaya. The fact is Doris Rishonim were different. So that's what the Ramah learns. Machlekes in Metzias. But Shami holds where there's a chshash. Not more than a chshash. But there's a chshash that who knows. This guy might be like Doris HaRishonim. And we still say we're not chayshiv such things. We don't think that we're not chayshiv that this guy's like Doris Hashem. The Ran is lapuki from that. The Ran held still a posh. Doris Hashem were moiled when they were shmeino, and nowadays people are moiled only when they've been a gimel. So how can be shamer say I'm meeting with Doris Hashem? Says the Ran. Ikle meimer. Shele inyan biyosei biyo hayef shilumad. Vada lagabi when they're moiled. Doris Hashem were moiled when they were shmeino. That today that doesn't happen. But mikol mochon lagabi the etzim shem biyo. Afal pishen a moiled achshav. Roy liyos biyosei biyo miyad. But Bia is not totally in Levi. See in Beis Hillel, Bentes Kuli Alma Bentes is a Bia, even though he's not Meulid until he's a Ben Yud Gimel. That was in Rambam Aleph. Kitzvush Lehevi Shlish. So Bia is independent of the ability to be Meulid. So Beis Shammai hold since Doris Harishonim, that's for sure. Doris Harishonim, their Bia was a Bia when they were Bnei Shmaya, because if their Bia wasn't a Bia, they couldn't be able to be Meulid. That doesn't make any sense. Can't have later without the beer. That everybody knows. You know, I heard recently this stuff there. Or whatever. I once heard a lecture that some tribe that never figured out that beer and later are connected. So they don't have the institution of marriage because they never thought that there's a connection. Anyway, that's an aside. But how do we get there? Anyway, that's a double question. That there can't be later with that bia. So if Doris Hashem were moiled with Shmeinos, obviously their bia was a bia. Whatever that means, the bia must have had a shem bia. So Beis Shammai held that even though today we're not moiled, but the guy with a shem bia, that much we can learn out from Doris Hashem. But if it was bia, then it's called has a shem bia now. And what about Beis Hillel? El time of the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel gamina midaris shayinim lishmaina v'pnei shayinim ezriyah achshav bismanein uzeh ad shehei ben tes k'disa leel v'kol shayinim ezriyah en roi shetir b'yosei b'il. Beis Hillel say at least he has to be mezriyah today, but in those bisman ezeh not only people not molded when they're b'nei shmaina, they're not even mezriyah when they're b'nei shmaina, they're only mezriyah when they're b'nei tes. So m'meila doesn't have a shem b'yosei b'il. The mashmois in the Ran is that Beis Shammai agreed to that fact, they're only mezriyah when they're b'nei tes. But Beis Shammai held it doesn't matter. The Shem Bia is not totally being able to be Mezriya. The Shem Bia is totally in the Shem Bia. It's some arbitrary thing, a Shem Bia. And what it, we don't know what it is, but it's not nothing to do with being Mezriya. So it's just some extra, some other Mitzvahs. Is it a, I don't know what it depends on. I don't know. But what we learn out from Doris Hashanah. You see by Doris Hashanah, they were murdered by Beis Shammai. So I can learn out from Doris Hashanah that's the minimum for a Biyosu Bia, for a Shem Bia. So Mele Bismar is it also. What do I care if they're Mezriya? But a Shem Bia already it has. And they still say, no, the Shem Bia is totally being able to be Mezriya. And Vizman Azeh, Doris Hashanah were Mezriya, and they were Meulad when they were Bnei Shemayna. Vizman Azeh, Bnei Teshah Mezriya, and Bnei Gimel are Meulad. That's the Ran. The problem that I have with this Ran is that L'chayra, he's Seisir, a Ran earlier, Mamas, and one Omid before. The Ran is Samach Tesam Aleph. Says it's the first Ran on Samach Tesam Ud Aleph, but halfway down says the Ran Elah Shadayin Kosh here's a kasha. L'fi sheichichu b'gemara shelofaneinu shederes yishenim hayom linim v'nei shmeinu kein hech nismatu kan ktanim shein sorach l'achzeh achareim. Yes, Tosis kasha Ud Aleph, Tosis a kasha Pasuk says Ish, and we had a drosha that if he's not a Ish, you don't have to look maybe as Yorshim because it's called the name of. So Taisa says, one second. The Torah was talking to Doris Hashanah. Doris Hashanah were Meulah when they were Bnei Shemayna. So you have to look if he has Yashim. So Taisa answered that by Doris Hashanah, they had the Bar Mitzvah when they were Bnei Shemayna. They were maybe Shtei Cyrus when they were Bnei Shemayna too. So in the Chanami, when it says Ish in the Pasuk, it means Bnei Shemayna to the Doris Hashanah. And to us, it means Bnei Gimel. The Ran's not Nichat with that. The Ran doesn't hold that way. The Ran holds Doris Hashanah, their Bar Mitzvah was 13 too. They were maybe Shtei Cyrus, the Shtei Cyrus, the Godler Yud Gimel. That was also true by Doris. So how come the Pasuk, and then when they were less than Yud Gimel, they were not a Ish? But they were Meulad. So he has a problem. So how come the Pasuk say that if he's not a Ish, you don't have to worry that he has children? You see by Doris HaYishayinim, they had children when they were 8, and they had their Bar Mitzvah when they were 13. So you see that Katan was Meulad in the time of Doris HaYishayinim. And this is, you can't say, Achad, that maybe the... I'll skip a couple lines. V'yesh Leimah. The Ma'adamina Deres Rishonim Alino Mekamig Gadlus. That the Deres Rishonim gave birth at such a preternaturally early age, before the Bar Mitzvah. Haynu Dafka Ba'isim Shemuchuch Lanu Loimer Kein Mekayach HaPosuk. That means, in those examples that the Gemara find, Darshan and the Pesukim, they must have been Moilin when they were Bnei Shemayna. But most people, even by Deres Rishonim, they were like us, they were Moilin by when they were Yid Gimel. Yid Gimel is going to be a Mechot. And if you find the cotton was mailed, even by the Rishonim Shainim, have a miyuta de miyuta, the lechashin light. That would be a miyuta de miyuta. Even by the Rishonim Shainim, it was very unusual. And if it happens, outside has zarasu. It's a freakish thing. Outside has zarasu. So because the Ran is Mechadish, first of all, the Doris HaShoinim was not normal by Doris HaShoinim either. It was very unusual, Basheva, certain unusual cases, but it was not the normal thing even by Doris HaShoinim. So therefore, when the Pasuk says that a Ish, that if he's less than a Ish, you don't have to worry if he has Yoshim, it means if he's less than 13, you don't have to worry that he's Yoshim, because we're not choshes that maybe he's like a Kolev or Achitoyf. We find also that he's bringing a raya. You see that by Bias Kotan, Machaikis Beshami Basil, the Beshami's Havi Alfina Bidurus Hashain, will be a spentes Havi Bia, Machaev Haisha, Wisil Savi Loigamino. Says the Ran, Vim Hoyu had Doris Bisman Matan Toyakach. If at the time of Matan Torah, that's how the Doris were, meaning if that was normal, Bisman Matan Torah, Matam Shalai Nilman Mehem. So why should Basil not learn from Doris Hashainim? If it was normal by Doris Hashainim, Basil should learn from Doris Hashainim too. Must be that even by Doris HaShoinim it was only Yechidim. Ve'ein lilmud mehem, and that's why we say, we don't learn from Doris HaShoinim. She'dinei HaTorah einim ela al pi ha'roiv. Because dinei HaTorah go bas ha'roiv, and even by Doris HaShoinim was a mid, that's why we still don't learn from Doris HaShoinim. And therefore, that's why in Tzorach Lachzor Olav, because not chashish for a mid. The Kitzur, it says in this round, this first round, that the reason why we still don't learn from Doris HaShoinim is because Doris says if by Doris HaShoinim it would have been normal, then we would learn out from Doris HaShoinim. But since by Doris HaShoinim it was also only a miyut, so the Torah doesn't go. The Torah is dinei Torah are nikval fi arayv, and since arayv people are not moiled even by Doris HaShoinim when they're less than a gimel, so when they're bnei shmoyne rather. So therefore, that's not dispositive. That has no bearing on when is biyosid biyot. What happened by the yechidim by Doris HaShoinim was not relevant to us. The Ran on the other end, the Ran that we heard before, the later Ran, the Ran in Asuk, he says that the reason why they still don't learn from Doris HaShoinim, they really should learn. The reason why they don't learn from Doris HaShoinim, they shall say, let's learn from Doris HaShoinim, at least Gabi Biyosu Biyah. He says, no, but still a whole bit, because man is there, they're not Mazriya. If they're not Mazriya, how could it be a Biyah? So I don't know how to put these two Rans together. The Chari is saying two different things. The first Ran is saying that the reason, if Doris HaShoinim would have all been Moiled when they were Bneshmaino, then we would learn out, then Beis Hillel would concede that we should learn out from Doris HaShoinim, that be also Biyah. I was mine as they're not Mazriya. Wouldn't matter. Lamaisa, we should learn out from Doris HaShoinim. If then it was Beis Hillel, now it's Beis Hillel. And the reason why we don't learn out from Doris HaShoinim, according to Beis Hillel, is because it was only a meal. By us, the Ran says, the reason why Beis Hillel don't learn out from Doris HaShoinim is because there's a biological difference. Beis Shammai say, let's learn out from Doris HaShoinim. The Gabi the Shem Biyah, let's learn out from Doris HaShoinim. And Beis Hillel say, no, but there's a biological fact. People today are not Mazriya, Pochus, and Bentes. So therefore, we can't learn out from Doris HaShoinim. These are not the same things. The Ran is saying different things. I don't see how they go together. The Ran by us is saying, the Ran by us meaning an Amid Beis. The Ran is saying the reason why Beis Hillel don't learn out from Doris HaShoinim is because there's a biological fact that today Ben Shmoyin is not Mazir. So, even if Doris HaShoinim, they'd have all been Mazir Ben Shmoyin. It wouldn't change the fact that today a Kotan Ben Shmoyin is not Mazir. And Beis Hillel holds that in order to be called Biyosavi, it has to be Mazir. So what's the Ran's argument? The Ran and Amud Aleph said a Raya. I'm going to be a Raya. Doris HaShoinim was just a Miyot. Because if it was a Raya, Avad Beis Hillel would have been a Bishami that we learned out from Doris HaShoinim. Why? I don't understand why. The Ran himself explains later that the reason why we still don't learn out from Doris HaShoinim is because today they're not Mazriya. He's saying two different things. The Ran and Amud Aleph says, why don't we still learn out from Doris HaShoinim? Because Doris HaShoinim were only a Miyot. And the Ranam at base says, why don't we still learn from Doris Rishonim? Because nowadays, a Chotim Meshmoy is not Masriyah. These are not the same, it's not the same Hezbollah. Sounds like two different worlds. Kilo the Ranam at Aleph Hill. The Ranam at Aleph sounds like his holes. That really, the Tzvara of Bishar is 100% right. If it was a Bia then, it's a Bia never. The only thing is, even then it was only a Miyot. And the Torah is the Dinei Torah, not Lafi Aroid, not Lafi Amiyot. The Ranam at base is older from the Halach. That Beisul is cholek on the whole premise that just because it was a bia then it's a bia now, because Beisul say for the shem bia it has to be that he's mazriya and a cotton ben shmoyda is mazriya, is not mazriya. I don't know how to reconcile these runs. Okay, that's tzarachi. Okay, the whole gemara about the how we're not in Doris Rishonim with the pesukim with Mashev and so on, that I'll leave it to you on your own. I'm going to continue with the gemara on the bottom of the omelet, then below Bats.